listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. Just as we've gotten on top of mowing our lawns, it's been another weekend of rain for Mackay and the Whitsundays. More than 68 mils fell at Proserpine on Saturday, while 14 mils fell in Mackay. There's more to come later in the week, though daily falls shouldn't be as heavy. Road closures are still in place around the Eaton Homebush area and Finch Hatton, while travel along the Yungala Range Road remains under time restrictions. The Defence and Veterans Legal Service received more inquiries from Queensland than any other state last year regarding the Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide. Lawyer Rachel Vincent says 341 inquired and time is running out for local veterans who want their voices heard.
You have until April 28th to request a one-on-one, completely private meeting with a commissioner, and any submissions have to be in by October 13th.
There's around 1,500 veterans living in Mackay and the Whitsundays, and if you need support, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And Queensland-based airline Bonza will launch its first flights this week, touching down at Whitsunday Coast Airport tomorrow. The airline's inaugural flight is to Proserpine, which will eventually be connected to Newcastle, Toowoomba and the Sunshine Coast. While Mackay will see flights to Melbourne, Cairns and the Sunny Coast, the airline has flagged further expansion is possible in the future. Let's check in on what's been happening in the world of local sport now. The Port City Pirates haven't been able to manage a win during their final home game of the regional Queensland gridiron season down in the Gladstone area. The Mackay Mavericks had a comfortable 28-6 lead by halftime, finishing with 55-8 in favour of Mackay. It means the Mavericks will play in their first ever Reef Bowl when they take on Townsville in the big game happening up in Cairns this weekend.